Discerning Hearts provides content dedicated to those on the spiritual journey. To continue production of these podcasts, prayers, and more, go to discerninghearts.com and click the donate link found there or inside the free Discerning Hearts app to make your donation. Thanks, and God bless.
DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Esseff. Monsignor Esseff is a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity around the world. Monsignor Esseff encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, including Lebanon and Peru, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, brothers and sisters, and seminarians and other religious leaders around the world. Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Esseff. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Monsignor Esseff, happy Pentecost.
Thank you. You know, for days and days and days, all since Easter, I've just been waiting for Pentecost. The soul of a true Christian is that it's the happiest day of the church year. In fact, it's the birthday of the church. The Holy Spirit plus people. That's the church. It's the Holy Spirit radiating through all of mankind, coming down, and what I see the Holy Spirit is wrapping his wings, his dove wings, around the entire world. Every human being longs for, wants, desires the Spirit. There is a desire in every human heart to love. Listen to who he is in the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus says he's going to send the Holy Spirit. He has to go because he is going to come. And he's my Spirit. He's the Spirit of the Father. He's the Spirit of God. He is the Spirit of love. In the Acts of the Apostles, he comes down to earth. In the second chapter, when Pentecost Day came, they were all gathered in one room when suddenly they heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting, and something appeared as if it were like tongues of fire. Those separated and came down to rest on each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak foreign languages as the Spirit prompted them with the gift of speech. In the 11th chapter of Genesis, Babel was where all mankind was separated. By the power of the Holy Spirit, now all mankind is being returned to that unity. What does the Holy Spirit do? He speaks to all mankind. What is the language of the Holy Spirit? It's the language of love. They all heard the language of God. Now there were devout men in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, they all assemble, each one bewildered, to hear these men speaking in his own language. They were amazed and astonished. Surely, they said, all these men speaking are Galileans. How does it happen that each of us is hearing them in his own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, that would be Iraq, Judea, that's Israel, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, they're going up and down Africa now, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, as well as visitors from Rome and Europe, Jews, Cretans, and Arabs. We all are hearing them preaching in our own language about the marvels of God, the astounding gathering power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit drawing that language, the language of love, the language that draws them right in. Mankind now having the invitation to come back into unity and peace. A member of the family of God. God has come down to the earth in Jesus Christ. God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, who became incarnate of the Virgin, who suffered, died, and rose again. He is now our head at the right hand of God the Father, the Creator of all of heaven and earth. We, in this little speck called earth, that rotates around that star called the sun, have all, every single one of us, been wanting to be united. Those of us who have been baptized into this one body. And as St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, we are one life. We are not only one language in a universal language, we are one body. Everyone in the world today is being invited. China, Africa, India, Europe, all of Asia, all of South America, all of North America, every island, every human being. You, let's make plans on this Pentecost day for the salvation of every human being. Everyone is called to be a son of God through, with, and in Jesus Christ. In the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he describes it as one body. Can you see it all? Can you see it? How beautiful it is when he sees that all of mankind is a body. All nations, all tribes, all peoples, all of the past. This first event is taking place in the past, but actually the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, goes all the way back to every generation of the past. It goes all the way back to the beginning and right up until now and right into the future of every nation, every tribe. God, who became man for the sake of salvation of all mankind, has invited us each into his body by water and the Holy Spirit. We can be united. The divine life can be implanted in every human being, and that radiance of that divine life can proceed from every human being. No one can say Jesus is Lord unless he is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in them the fire of your love. there is a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit. There are all sorts of service to be done, but always the same Lord, working in all sorts of different ways, in different people. It is the same God who is working in all of them. The particular way in which the Spirit is given to each person is for a good purpose. The Spirit in each human being is a specific, unique creation of that person into Christ. Each human being is unique, irrepeatable, just as a human body, though it is made up of many parts, is a single unit, because all the parts, though many, make one body. God has so designed his creation from Adam and Eve to the end of the world that everyone who is alive today specifically fits into this body. You were made uniquely, specifically, to be united with Jesus Christ. You are, in a sense, in a single unit, because all the parts, though many, make one body. So it is with Christ. In the one Spirit we were baptized, Jews as well as Greeks, slaves as well as citizens. And the one Spirit was given to all of us to drink. If you have human life, you have been invited by your Creator, who created you as a human, to be fulfilled with divine life. All of the creatures that were created by God from Adam and Eve up until this present moment have all been designed by God to fit into this one specific, unique creature. And in some way, somehow, God has already created you specifically by the power of the Holy Spirit, whether it is through the baptism of water or through the baptism of desire. Every single human being who desires what is good will eventually become a member of this body. You are called, and it is in the deepest part of every creature, of everyone who is created by God, to be invited by the Spirit so that each one has the opportunity to say yes or no, to say welcome or I reject you. Salvation and damnation are going to be an invitation given. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has this tremendous power to delve into the spirit of all of mankind. There is a magnificent little song that takes place in the Mass today. It's very ancient, and it's called The Sequence. Let's listen to this magnificent song. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from the clear celestial height, thy pure beaming radiant give. Come, thou Father of the poor, come with treasures which endure. Come, thou light of all that live, thou of all consolers best, thou the soul's delightful guest, dost refreshing peace bestow, thou in the comfort sweet, pleasant cooling in the heat, solace in the midst of woe, light immortal, light divine, visit thou the hearts of thine. and our inmost being fill. If thou take thy grace away, nothing pure in man will stay. All his good is turned to ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stain of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. Thou on us, who evermore thee confess and thee adore, with thy sevenfold gifts descend. Give us comfort when we die. Give us life with thee on high. Give us joys that never end. I don't hear anything about anyone who is excluded. Everyone is an object and a subject and a creature that the Father made, that the Son died for, and that the Son sent the Spirit to redeem, to bring home all mankind. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. We read in John, in the 20th chapter, the 19th to the 23rd verses. In the evening of the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." When Jesus was at the Last Supper with them, he gave them his flesh to eat and his blood to drink, and then went out on Calvary and died. Now he's going to give them his breath. He gave them flesh. You know, you really need food for the journey. Every human being that comes into this world needs to eat. He needs to drink even more, because without liquids, we could die sooner than without food. But without breath, you can't even live. He gave them his breath. That's what he gave each of us. He gave us his food and his drink at the Last Supper. And in order to eat that food and drink that blood, you have to be baptized. But what about this? His breath. You need that, and that he gave you with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what you are to receive, and you received him today. If the language of God is love, and if the life of God is his life, then it comes through the Spirit. It is his breath, his Spirit, that he has given to every single human being. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Spirit is upon all of mankind. By water and the Holy Spirit, a third of mankind has been baptized, but all have received the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. the spirit of love who gathers us into universal love, all mankind, life of the world that comes into us through the breath of God, and that comes by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Wow, Monsignor, what a Pentecost gift you've given us today. So much to ponder. You know, in your opening, you spoke of that unity that we're all called to. I mean, God is love. That's what St. John told us. And that if he wants to unite us, he unites us in that love. But there is so much friction today and anxiety, even within faith communities. What is it, that thorn that breaks into that unity and then causes such fissures?
I really believe it's hatred, which is the opposite of love. I believe that self-centeredness that has us taken into ourselves, what separates us is that which encircles us and separates us from one from another. But the body, that magnificent example that he gives us of who he is, he's the body. He's a head. He doesn't want to be headless. He doesn't want to just be head. He wants every human being in the entire world to belong to his body. But not only to belong to it, to contribute to it, to be him in the world, to live in that divine love, to actually be one with him, to have the fullness of that love that he had through his human nature, with the nature that he took from Mary and the second person of the Trinity, that magnificent person, Jesus, who is incarnate by the Virgin Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit, wanting now by that same Spirit to become incarnate in us. And he has, in maybe outstanding people like Gandhi, or those kind of people around the world who are not baptized, Hindus, and Muslims, and Sikhs, and Buddhists, all mankind, and Muslims, we all are given to drink of that Spirit. And that Spirit is not away from any of us. Can you breathe? Breathe in the Spirit today. Can you long? Long for the Spirit today. Yearn for the Spirit. Cry out, pray, all of mankind. But more important, those who are being sent by the apostles, bishops, priests, deacons, baptized, confirmed people of God, take this as the marching band and the cry of our head in heaven. Hear Jesus say, go out, baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Listen to him. Teach them all of the things that I have taught you, and know that I am with you all days, even to the end of the world, by the Spirit.
For that person out there who's listening, who is the parent of a child who they tried their best, the best they could, to learn about the church, and they received confirmation, that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, or there may be a husband whose wife, they were raised in a shared faith, and yet for whatever reason, she's not practicing that faith. They don't share that communion anymore of thought, or whatever that division is, and it even happens in our own church. What would you say to them who are despairing because they see others who don't appreciate that gift which you've just spoke of?
Since God is love, And whatever person that might be, your son, your wife, your ex-spouse, whoever it might be, love is the greatest force in the world. So from the depths of whatever love you have, know this, that God loves that person infinitely more. And if you will, even today, spend some time, maybe an hour, thinking about that person 10,000 years from now, you see, what God has done is going to affect eternity. But let's think of it 10,000 years where that person will be with God and with us forever. But at least 10,000 years, see them there, glorifying, praising, and contributing through who they are, because the beauty you see in them is the beauty that God has put there.
Final thought, Monsignor?
Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. God bless.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Issif. To hear and or to download this episode, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it within the free Discerning Hearts app. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission, which is to offer authentic and rock-solid spiritual formation freely to souls around the world. And if you feel us worthy, please consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax-deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Issif.